SiriusXM Radio presents, in conjunction with House of Athlete, I Am Athlete Tonight.
This is I Am Athlete Tonight. I'm your host, Lee J. Doolsville, with my squad, LaShawn Shady McCoy, Adam Pac-Man Jones, and Auntie Chantel Trimeter. Let's talk about this game last night. Monday Night Football, the 49ers destroyed the Arizona Cardinals in Mexico City. I mean, this was a complete game by the 49ers. They were dominant on defense. Jimmy Garoppolo was efficient throwing the football. He was 20 of 29 for 228 yards, two touchdown passes to George Kittle, two to Brandon Ayuk. And I just like the inventiveness of Kyle Shanahan. I've been talking, you know, ad nauseum on the show about, I can't wait to see Deebo Samuel and Christian McCaffrey and how Kyle Shanahan uses them together. There was times, y'all, where Christian McCaffrey was in the backfield. He would motion him out, bring Deebo in the backfield, and then they throw a slant route to Christian McCaffrey. There's other times they fake the handoff to Christian McCaffrey, run Deebo around on an end around. It's just, when you have those type of athletes, right, and you put them in the backfield, it makes defenders think all the time. And then the pre-snap motion. And Shady, I don't know if you saw this, but what I really liked is in the second half, right, they started beat up on the Arizona Cardinals with Elijah Mitchell. He only had one carry the first half, but in the second half, Kyle Shanahan said, all right, we're not going to be cute with the motion no more. We're going to run it down your throat and we dare you to do something about it. And they were able to do that. And then off of that, because the run game was so good, they were able to get George Kittle on a simple bootleg. He was wide open in the flat. And then it was a lackluster performance by the Cardinals secondary to try to push him out of bounds. But the run game opens it up, man. So San Francisco right now is tied on top of the NFC West with the Seattle Seahawks. This is, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo talking about how this was his best complete game of the year.
You know, the past couple of weeks, we've been putting together some good games. Today was probably our best full game that we put together. But, you know, we got a long way to go. There's some yards we left out there, even some points that we left out there. And it's a nice thing that guys are still hungry.
Now, Kyle Shanahan also, you know, wanted to give his quarterback some flowers and talked about how well Jimmy G played yesterday.
I think Jimmy's doing a great job. I think Jimmy always has. When Jimmy's been healthy out there, we've had our guys around him. I think he plays at a very high level. And I think he did that today as good as he has. So we're very fortunate to have him.
Now, the Arizona Cardinals were out there starting quarterback Kyler Murray, who was battling a sore hamstring. Colt McCoy came in the game again 2 weeks in a row. He finished 24 of 34 for 218 yards and an interception. The interception, he kind of sailed the ball to James Conner, got tipped up in the air. James Ward was in the right place, right time. Tips and overthrows, gotta get those. Now, the game was played in Mexico City at the Estadio Azteca, which is 7,200 feet above sea level, which is higher than any NFL stadium. At defensive end, Nick Bosa called it brutal to play in the thin air. Now, Bosa, who had a sack and three quarterback hits, said that things got a bit easier as the game unfolded and that he was thankful that the 49ers opted to take the team to Colorado to prepare for the condition. This is Nick Bosa talking about the altitude in Mexico City.
The altitude is real. I think it would take a year plus to get any used to that. It was brutal. It was like three full speed reps and you're hurting. So, but it does get better throughout the game. And I think we did a great job of sticking with it. I think our offense looked really good wind wise. So it was good. It was fun. I mean, that was one of the coolest atmospheres I've ever played in. John York got the game ball. So just for him to put us in that situation and spend the money that you have to spend to do something like that is why the Niners are a winning franchise.
Adam Pac-Man Jones, after the Eagles, are the 49ers the most dangerous team right now in the NFC?
I don't want to judge them by the Cardinals. The Cardinals suck.
They've won three in a row, though.
The Cardinals suck right now. Like, the defense is all over the place. They show up sometimes and don't show up sometimes. If you ask me, Corey's playing better than the starting quarterback. But, like, how can you win a game if you on these possessions right here? You get the ball first. You go punt, right? Mm-hmm. You get the ball back. Interception. Hold on. I'm doing it wrong. My bad. Sorry for that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you get the ball first, punt. You get it back, you get a field goal. Then you go punt, interception, touchdown, halftime. Then you go turnover, punt, turnover, punt, interception, end of the game. Like, you can't win the game with seven different chains of possessions right there, man. So a lot of that got to do with coaching, too. So I don't put it all on the players. I know they don't have the chemistry they should have with guys just getting back, and guys getting hurt. But I'm saying they just an okay team. They're not a team that we should judge San Francisco on. Do I think San Francisco in the top three teams on their side? No, I don't. I'm not a believer yet because we all know what Jimmy going to do. Jimmy is going to fuck it off. Jimmy is going to fuck the game off,
man, you been hating
off,
on Jimmy G, man.
Bro, all you got to do is play coverage, bro. You'll see when playoff game.
We'll see. Happens. You know, I picked them to go to the Super Bowl. So let me ask you, Auntie, what do you think? Do you think the 49ers are behind the Eagles, the most dangerous team in the NFC?
I believe they are. No. And I only say that because, you know, there aren't too many other NFC teams that have impressed me. Like, you know how I feel about Dak and Dallas. And, you know, until they can prove they can win a playoff game, you know, I'm not a fan. You know, they played really well last night. They really did. And like I said yesterday on the show, like, they're different. It's a different breed now that McCaffrey and Debo are getting more time together and on the field together and having two weapons like that. You know, I mean, that's dangerous. And then, like you said, the young kid came in and you know, he came back from injury and he could run anything he wanted, anytime he wanted to. He could do that. So, you know, I mean, it is what it is. But yeah, I would be nervous of the 49ers. They would beat the Bengals right now.
Ooh, talk bad to him, Auntie. Shady, let me bring you in on this conversation. With Jimmy G playing like he did and how he's played the last 3 or 4 weeks, are the 49ers true Super Bowl contenders?
I think I have a chance to get to the Super Bowl. I can say that because they've been there before. But let's just keep this in consideration, first of all. They beat the Cardinals, right? Cardinals not a very good team. They've been playing bad all year. A lot of injuries. But they beat them. They beat them, like, controllingly dominated them.
Yeah.
But then you look at they played the Chargers, right? They barely beat the Chargers. Everybody on the Chargers team is hurt. Everybody. No, from 1 to 3 wide receivers hurt. Defense hurt. Everybody banged up, right? Top corner, J.C. Jackson hurt. Bosa's hurt.
But he wasn't playing like the top corner this year.
Okay, it don't matter. But just imagine that the next guy that's in line, right? Whole bunch of injuries. They barely beat.
Zonk, nice. Little Junior, Zonk Zuni. Oh, no,
that's one corner. What about the other
guys? Yeah, but Davis started on the other side, too.
It's the reason why he got his job taken, and they drafted a guy, and they got a guy in free agency for his job. Okay? So they beat the Cardinals, bad team. They beat a depleted Chargers team. Then they played the Rams and beat the Rams. The Rams is bad. They got so many new offensive linemen, can't block, everybody's hurt. So they beat three bad teams.
Nobody.
Okay, so beat two bad teams and a team that's all banged up. But then they played a good team, right, Auntie? They played the Chiefs, right? That was a spanking. The same way that
it was McCaffrey's first game.
But listen to what I'm saying, though. I heard that. But the same way that they beat the Cardinals, that's the same way the Chiefs beat up on them. They beat about 22
yeah,
points.
Yeah, but okay, if you want to put the Chargers being beat up, the 49ers were beat up that game.
Listen, right. Who was beat up?
What you mean the secondary was beat up that game? See?
I'm talking about the offensive weapons.
But Christian, that was his first game. He got there Friday.
Okay, but that's one player.
You can't count that.
When you ask me about can they go to the Super Bowl and you throw in Jimmy G's name, like he's a big factor, you telling me that you can't beat the Chiefs without a running back?
Well, you got to think they were moving the ball on the Chiefs. The defense played terrible because they was hurt. They gave up 40 points to the Chiefs.
And y'all only gave up 20 points. What are we talking about? What you mean? My defense is – every game the defense won't play well. I don't care how good they are. Every time – every offense that's really good won't always play well. That's why it's offense and defense. Hold your –
Exactly. So the offense played well enough to win that game.
Okay. Look, real quick. They got blown out. The only reason why I brought that up is because I hate when people – honestly, I hate when they talking to me about Jimmy G. It's like
– You're a Jimmy G hater, too.
Why did they give him this much credit? For real. Yo, their best their best time with Jimmy G, Jimmy G's best year with the 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
2019, he took him to the championship. He went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's my first Super Bowl ring, right? I didn't play a lick of that game, but I watched the whole thing, okay? What I did see is that this dude, Jimmy G, they give all this credit to, he's been to the playoffs, NFC Championship game, he's been to the Super Bowl. Pac-Man, let me tell you some numbers real quick. You ready for this?
Yeah, let's go.
This guy, Jimmy G, and a whole playoff run to get to the Super Bowl. So three games. this individual has 142 yards, two touchdowns, three picks.
Sound like we right, Shady.
He was averaging 17 passes a game. If my math is correct.
You sure that wasn't last year? Was that last year or the year before or the 2019?
Yeah, my man. Look my numbers up. You want to hear this? You want last thing? Pac-Man, this last thing. You ready for this? Dog, if my math is correct, that's an average of 47 yards a game.
A game?
A quarterback.
But hold on.
You got to put it into perspective, right, though. If the damn Green Bay Packers can't stop the run, why the hell are you throwing the football? LeSean Shady McCoy, if you're averaging 7 yards a carry, are you going to the offensive coordinator if he throws the ball?
There's nowhere in America where you average 47 yards and win unless you got Shanahan.
Go back to that Green Bay game where he didn't throw the ball. So Raheem Mostert went for 200, bro.
What about the next game, dudes?
They ran the ball again. They couldn't stop the run.
Why we keep talking about that? This year, this Jimmy Garoppolo.
So what happened when they lost?
He's completing almost 70% of his passes.
Because Kyle stopped running the ball. That's why they lost the game.
You know,
how many times they only threw the ball 23 times last game?
Auntie, you know what the problem is, Auntie?
He got 250 yards.
Exactly.
Auntie. He's averaging 250 yards. Auntie. He had 300 yards against the Chiefs.
Auntie, let me tell you, he's thrown four interceptions.
He's thrown 15 touchdowns. He's thrown over 2,000 yards despite not being the starter at the beginning of the year. And he's
let him know, Auntie.
That's the problem, Auntie.
And he's 104 quarterback rating.
Let him know, Auntie.
Right.
Okay, so, let him know. Auntie, let me tell you something real quick. First of all, I like that you're giving this guy praise, right? But let me break it down for you. He's in such a conservative offense. Yo, listen, they throw the ball to their running back more than they throw to their wide receivers. Okay?
He had his best game against the Chiefs.
Why don't you say that?
The Chiefs are not that good on defense.
I'm trying to tell Shady he don't listen, bro. He put up a whole bunch of yards versus the Chiefs.
The last part. I mean, well, damn you. If you're throwing the ball a million times, you should. What are you talking about?
I'm not saying that, but you can't have it both ways,
Shady.
Right. What do you mean? How bad is your team?
Because I tried to tell you their defense was beat up, so Mahomes cooked them. But Jimmy was cooking that defense, too.
First of all, I need real numbers. So, for example, the other night, my man threw the ball 68 times. And I asked, yo, dudes, if you throw the ball 68 times, how many yards are you supposed to have? You're supposed to have 300, 400 yards. But I'm talking about everything from quarterback range to et cetera. This dude don't be throwing the ball. They run all day. What happens when you stop the run and you make him throw it? That's when 49ers are a regular team. You know
they gonna see when they gonna see when playoffs get here. It always happens.
I like them to beat the Eagles. That's all I got to say. I love them to beat the Eagles.
The Eagles, real talk, I like the Bucks to get them. I like the Vikings to get them. And like the Cowboys.
Y'all got whooped by the Commanders and should have lost to the Colts. What are you talking about?
That's a divisional game. It's always up and down with divisional games.
And what happened with the Colts?
The same thing that happened. What you mean?
Like y'all should have blown them out the way you talking. You talking about the Cardinals are trash. Everybody can't get beat on any game day.
What I hate is that you play football, you're not acting like it. Anybody can be beat.
Oh, thank you. So what are you talking about? They just dismantled the Cardinals, bro. They beat them by like 30.
That happens. Everything worked well for them.
But you're not giving this man no credit. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
All the credit I'm giving him is what he does. I'm giving him his stats. That's all I'm giving you. That's all I can give you. They talk about all Jimmy G's success. They talk about how he takes his team to the NFC championships and he wants the Super Bowl. Till you break them numbers down, he did the bare minimum. I'm just telling you these numbers, dog.
If the Jets would only have one loss this season.
If you go into the NFC championships and look, you doing something. And it ain't like he throwing 50 times a game.
He's handing the ball off. Hey, Auntie, can I ask you one?
Atlanta, he threw 41 times. That's right. Auntie. But you know what? Against the Chiefs, he only threw 37 times. He was 25 for 37.
Yeah,
100 yards with three touchdowns. He had four touchdowns
yesterday.
Hold on,
let me ask
you
one question.
Soft
let me
coverage. Y'all know that. Come on, stop.
Let me ask one question.
That's not how Mo, that game was going in the first half.
Hey, can I ask y'all one question?
Go ahead. Yes.
If they believed in him so much, why they didn't pay him?
Yeah, what you mean they did pay him?
They did.
No. He's talking about.
Yeah, they paid him. They didn't pay him. They paid him because old boy got hurt. What are you talking about? Like,
Pack, you're tripping. They paid him in 2018. What are you talking about?
They paid him a lot. But what I'm saying is, Pac-Man meant to say this. If he's so good, then why the hell they draft for a quarterback when you took this dude to the NFC Championship and he took the Super Bowl?
We talked to Kyle Shanahan. You know why they did it.
Man, we was just there. I was just in San Francisco.
Right.
The man was on the trading block. I don't know what the hell he talking about.
And would have got traded if he wasn't hurt.
Only reason, what?
He would have got traded if he wasn't hurt. What
man,
do you
he was getting traded, hurt or not hurt, bro. I don't know what you're
all
talking
I'm
about.
Know, they'd be three and seven right now. Trey Lance,
we
got to
push this conversation forward. This
Come
could
on,
go
man.
All damn day
yeah,
long.
Yeah, it is.
And this is I Am Athlete Tonight. I am your host, Lee J. Doolsbull, with my squad, Auntie Chantel Trimeter, Adam Pac-Man Jones, and LaShawn Shady McCoy. Now, the Pro Football Hall of Fame announced the list of 28 semifinalists who will continue to be considered for the election to the Hall of Fame next year. Now, the group includes five candidates who are in their first year of eligibility. And this is a pretty damn good group. Cornerback Darrell Revis, tackle Joe Thomas, defensive end Dwight Freeney, linebacker James Harrison, and guard Jari Evans have made it through the first round. Now, some other players that are in consideration that were part of the 28, finalists are defensive end Jared Allen, tackle Willie Anderson, defensive back Rondé Barber, wide receiver Anquan Boldin, kick returner Devin Hester, wide receiver Torrey Holt, wide receiver Andre Johnson, edge rusher Robert Mathis, wide receiver Steve Smith, Pac-Man's favorite player, edge rusher DeMarcus Ware, running back Ricky Waters, and wide receiver Reggie Wayne.
Ricky Waters.
Yeah, Wicky Waters is in. He made the semifinalists. He's, top 28.
Well, look, check it out. We played in the same high school. Pac-Man, let me
I
give
know.
You a stat real
McDivitt
quick.
McDivitt High.
Let me give you a stat, Pac-Man. I know you like stats, right? There's only been one high school and two players of the whole entire NFL ever to have 10,000-yard rushers play for the same team. Come from the same high school.
Same high school, yeah.
Who is that?
Him and
Ricky
Waters.
Waters and LaShawn Shady McCoy.
So, Pac, out of the names I gave you. Right?
Hey, that's a good stat right there. I'm going to say that.
Yeah. That's a dope stat. Yeah. But, Pac, out of the names that I gave you, right, we got the five, finalists that are first-year eligibility and the rest of the guys I named. Which five do you think ultimately get in?
All right, I don't want to even go through the whole five, but Steve I know Smith. One that's for sure that should get in. And Steve my Smith? Personal opinion, what?
He said Steve Smith. In, right?
No, hell no. Joe Thomas, bro. He played 10,363 straight plays.
Joe Thomas going
plays.
First ballot.
Bro, he played 10,663 straight plays without even, I'm talking about not
missing
even coming
anything.
Out the game.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, he likes to play football. All
bro,
right,
he's like a nine-time Pro Bowler.
Bro, he made Pro Bowl 10 years, Shady, in a row, Shady. What are you talking about? He outdid you, Shady, so you can't say shit bad about him. It's only
Shady,
five,
you don't think Joe Thomas
Shady,
is the first ballot
Shady,
Hall of Famer?
Hold on. It's only five other players that did that. You know that, right?
But he's
Barry
saying,
Sanders.
I'll let you. I want to cut you off. Go ahead.
Mel Winfro, Lawrence Taylor, Barry Sanders, Joe. And Olsen, that's it. Like that's a hell of a list to be up under, bro. It didn't say Adam Jones.
Or all Hall of Famers.
All I'm saying is this though, like,
and you're a Hall of Famer, but I'm saying them big numbers.
I respect him. Like Joe Thomas was a beast, but he asked him out of all the lists, he picked Joe. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, I thought he was gonna go with Reeves.
No, because I went with what I know. I went with the
Revis.
Research.
I'm going with Reeves.
You tell
man.
Me, yeah, Revis. Have Reeves played 10,363 plays, motherfucker. Damn. Have Revis made the Pro Bowl 10 times from his rookie year? No. You got down like Revis because you got down. That's your little hand buddy. Cause y'all.
Oh my God. Hand buddy. Damn. Wait, yo, this conversation going left.
That even means, whoa, pause that. I don't know what it means, ladies and gentlemen.
That conversation going left.
Oh, he said hand buddy. What if that means?
What does that even mean?
Yo, I'm going to say it like this, though. the best cornerback in my generation I've ever seen, his name is Deion Sanders. And the second best cornerback I've ever seen ever, you know who he is? Darrell Reeves.
It's D. Reeve. Yeah. Right. Yeah, I get what Pac's saying because he's been in the AFC North, right? And what Joe has done is ridiculous. You're talking about being an Iron Man, not missing any games, and being in that franchise where you don't go to the playoffs year after year after year and still playing at an elite level. But to your point, Shady, I played with Revis. Like, I ain't seen nothing like that. Like, that dude was different.
Man, we seen guys like Joe before, man. Joe's good, but come on, we seen that before. We ain't never seen no Revis. Yo, to this day,
Who have you seen? Lawrence Taylor. I just named the names. Who the hell else have you seen besides the five names that I fucking named?
As far as that many years in the Pro Bowl in a row.
I mean, you saying like I don't know. I don't know. When I watched him play, I think he was really, really good. But I seen other tackles that's like, oh my god, like Trent.
Nah,
Williams.
Joe, bro,
like
Joe Trent was
Williams.
Him, bro.
Trent Williams. He was like, him. Oh my god, Trent Williams means something different.
Trent Williams is not better than Joe Thomas. You crazy as hell, boy.
You put their tapes on. You tell me. One dude,
I'm telling you right now.
One dude.
That's a good argument.
No, I'm telling you right now.
Man, listen. One dude is fast, athletic as hell. Can move
and
around.
Both of them.
Yeah,
fast,
but Joe's technique
deal.
Was second
and
to
Joe
none.
Joe can move too, bro.
Man, listen, man.
I'm telling you.
Dudes like Revis, generational, you won't see it again for another. Like, even right now, who's the best quarterback in the league right now? Jalen.
Sauce.
He'll be there. You got Jalen. You got Gilmore.
Jalen's not in that conversation the way he's played
okay,
this year.
The young boy from Denver is really nice.
Denver, Sutton, yeah,
yes,
Surtain.
Yes, you're
Surtain's
right.
In that conversation.
But my thing is,
all
right, like,
what about the boy in Philly? You got to talk about our boy in Philly, nice too.
Slay's the dog.
Both of them boys what? Nice.
But what I'm about to say
Slay
is
they got cut up versus
what I'm about to say
one
is this
game,
bro.
I'm talking about consistent.
Even them dudes at their best, they still ain't touching Revis at all. At all. You feel me?
I agree with that, Shay.
Oh, man.
Like, Revis is different, man. So I think Jim and Joe get in first ballot. I think the White Freeney has an outside chance.
Ooh, he was nice too.
Yeah. I don't think Freeney get in first ballot though.
Because if DeMarcus Ware didn't get in first ballot, Freeney doesn't deserve to get in first ballot.
Right, DeMarcus Ware deserved to be in first ballot.
He's top 10, and got a Super Bowl ring.
Yeah.
Auntie, real quick before we go to break. Name me about two or three players you think get in this Hall of Fame ring.
Darrell.
That's right.
Joe. Hines Ward.
I knew you was going to go what? There. I was waiting for it.
Man, can y'all mute
Auntie?
Hines
ain't getting in, Auntie. I love Hines.
How do we mute Auntie?
Hines ain't getting in. I love
Hines,
him.
Hines
is
a legend.
You just say Hines Ward.
He's a legend. Jared
bro.
Allen.
Yeah, he's
Jared
a legend
Allen
like me,
to be
but not
for
as
sure.
Far as a Allen. Fucking.
I think DeMarcus should
Hall of Famer.
DeMarcus should get in too. It's going to be tough because Omar always brings up the receiver conversation, but there's so many in line waiting. It's going to be tough for a receiver to get in.
Right.
Hey, real quick. Hey, Pac Man. Hey, do Hines got numbers?
Not like that. Not Hall of Famer.
He be blocking. Some blocking numbers, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I Am Athlete Tonight is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. Support I Am Athlete Tonight with a 5-star rating and by leaving a review. That's a big deal, guys. Stop being lazy. Pick up your phones and leave a review and give us a 5-star rating. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Want more? Catch the full 2 hours of I Am Athlete Tonight weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on Mad Dog Sports Radio, SiriusXM Channel 82. Go to SiriusXM.com/IAA Tonight Trial to start your free trial today.
SiriusXM Podcasts.